Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Strahler. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Don Hood. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Rodriguez applying the tag. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards first. Kaline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Powell moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman bunts towards the mound. Hood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodriguez moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Brinkman moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to third. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon is called out on strikes. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball towards center. Blair settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Blair. Kaline moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bumbrey scores. Coggins moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Sharon scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Eddie Watt now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 8-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing left field. Rich Reese now playing first base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Grich reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Strahler covering, for the out. Grich moves to third. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Taylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sharon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair throws the ball into Grich, who tags Sharon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 4 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.